Hello and welcome to this next episode of this podcast, Love, Life and Energy. I'm going to be talking about the law of sacrifice. What do you need to give up in your life in order to meet your soulmate? This is going to be really important for you if your life is super full, you have pretty much everything you want, you have amazing work, lifestyle, friends, yet there's just one thing missing and that's love. You're going to love this episode, so stay tuned. Hey, my name is Michelle Chung and I'm a live manifestation expert, which means I help women manifest their soulmate live in person, offline, and I help career-driven A-type alpha women find their man so they can have the amazing, committed and effortless relationship they deserve. So I really wanted to record this podcast. This episode's about the law of sacrifice. It's something I've learned quite a few years ago when I started my life coaching journey. And it's such an important one because I always use this analogy or metaphor. Well, it's actually a scientific reality that no two atoms can occupy the same space at the same time. And so that's exactly the same thing in life. You can't have two things at once, even though people say to you, oh, you can have it all. This is actually not true. You need to give preference and space to the things you actually want, because that's what's actually blocking you from having the things you want, is because you haven't created the space. So today I'm going to be talking a bit about that. And especially if you are looking for the right man to be in your life, you may be in a relationship now, or you may have broken up with someone, or you've been single for a while, and you're looking for that special someone, your soulmate, yet he doesn't seem to be coming into your life. And so this is what I'm going to focus on this episode, the law of sacrifice. And what actually brought this, inspired this episode is because I recently made a new friend. She's amazing. We are super aligned. She's really smart. She's successful. I learn so much from her every time I see her. And I was just so impressed every time I see her. I always want to pick her brain and learn about all this amazing stuff that she knows that I don't know about. And I love having friends like that. And she said actually that she needed smarter, bolder friends and had been a little bit disappointed with the people that she knew right now because they lived their life too cautiously. And she didn't want to be influenced by that. So I completely agree with her, 100%. I've also been in that same phase of being very careful about who I spend my time with and who I'm influenced by. And as you know, or it's quite a common knowledge, is that you are influenced. You are the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. So take a look at your inner circle. Who are these people who are in your life? And are they people who actually contribute to you and your, you know, your greatest, highest good? Or are these people who drain you? And something really cool about Raf, when I first met him, he, because he's a coach as well, he helped me a lot in trying to, you know, in getting my life together as well. And he was very much, he was very much teaching me that I had to clear out the wrong people in my life. And that was giving my energy, because I'm extroverted and because he's introverted, he's very selective about who he chooses to spend his time with. And I guess as extroverts, or if I'm actually introverted, but I'm outgoing, if you're extroverted and you're outgoing, you tend to spend your time and you get energy from other people. But who are the people that are that you're getting that energy from, right? So this is what we're going to talk about, how to be discerning and have the right people in your life so you are influenced in a positive way in the direction that you want to go. And it was really interesting because when my friends said that she didn't want to be influenced by that, it's something that we talk about a lot in life coaching and business coaching. It's to be very, well, maybe I got it from a book, from the either Think and Grow Rich or one of the other books that I always reference, that to really guard your time and be very, let's say, I use the word discerning again, but to be very conscious about the choices that you make and who you choose to have in your life. So when I first met Raf, he helped me clear out, I guess, the wrong people in my life, because at that point, after I'd manifested him, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I just started my coaching business and, you know, things were just a little bit up in the air and I wasn't completely firm. Like I did have an idea, a vision of what I wanted to do with my life, but I didn't have those steps to get there. And having the right people in your life, and I talk about this in other episodes, who, not how, it's a concept that Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy talk about in their book, Who, Not How. And just having the right people in your life means that you don't have to do everything on your own. I'm very much a DIY kind of person. I studied industrial design. I'm very good at fixing problems. And that's been kind of my nature to do everything on my own and, you know, fix those problems. And I, you know, very independent. And what I realized, if I wanted to grow, then I really had to have the right people in my life. And what I did, I guess, quite early on was just to be very discerning about who was in my life. So who was I spending most of my time with? Of course, one of them was Raf, and he's a good influence on me. And what I noticed was that some friends, even though they were nice people, but they weren't up to the level that I wanted to live my life and, you know, have a very growth-minded, growth-focused, and make an impact on the world. That's really my life purpose and my mission, right? And I noticed that a lot of people would be in the mindset of complaining or playing small in the world, just, you know, existing in life and not taking it, you know, by the horns and fulfilling the greatest potential. And my Enneagram type, I suppose, is someone who's very much about fulfilling your potential. And so, you know, I tried as a practice, I keep my calendar as minimal as possible. And I make very discerning decisions about what I put into my calendar. Like I don't just sign up for any events or any activities or things like that, because I've done a lot of these things already. I was hardcore into martial arts and Latin dancing, and a lot of these activities I've tried because I've always been a very yes person and very much like very excited about trying different and new things. So I've done a lot of those things, and now I really ask myself and my intuition, do I really want to do this? Not just that, could I be bothered getting out of the house for this, but more like, does this contribute to me? Does this activity like give me like something? Does it give me learning or growth, or does it contribute to me? And also had another conversation with another friend who was very dear to me. And she was also a very strong, successful woman. And we had a conversation about friendships, and I thought, maybe I used the wrong words, but I said the friendships I want are transactional, whereas what I meant was they're friendships that give and contribute to each other each time you meet. And it's maybe not transactional as in you're wasting time and killing time together and whiling the time away. Those are not the kind of friendships that I wanted. And actually it comes to mind now that a very interesting book that I'd read before, and it was pretty much the hidden sequel of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, was the title was Outwitting the Devil. And this book was so controversial that it didn't get released until the death of Napoleon Hill. His wife had it hidden because it was so controversial what they were talking about. Because in that book, it talks about the devil being the one who tempts you away from your life purpose. And what does that actually look like? And they use the word drifting a lot. So I know a lot of people use the terminology going with the flow. And to a degree, that's, you know, that's a great way to live, where you don't push and force things. But when you're drifting and you're actually just going where life takes you, and you're getting, you know, you're buoying around in the water, and you're just floating around, it's not actually that's what this book is about. That is the work of the devil. That's like taking away from your true life path. So in terms of bringing it back to the law of sacrifice, is that if you're constantly around people who, you know, are influencing you, and it might be great because maybe all you want is just to have activities all the time, and you don't want to be alone, you don't want to feel lonely, you don't want to do that inner work that will, you know, have you release a lot of your, you know, emotions and things that have kind of bottled up inside you, then that's amazing. And you'll probably attract a dependent relationship where someone else is going to fulfill you and make you happy. But if you want that interdependent relationship with your soulmate, who's already done his growth work, they're already reached a level of consciousness where they want someone to grow with rather than to kill time with and just go with the flow, then that's kind of the relationships that I recommend, which is the interdependent relationships. So I guess what I'm saying is when you live a life that is so full, that's fully booked out all the time. I know a lot of women in capital cities, you have a lot of access to classes and activities and bars and restaurants and all these really fun things. But after a while, if you find it really hard to make a date with someone spontaneously, even in the business world, a lot of mentors are saying, make sure you keep your Mondays and Fridays free, where you have the opportunity to take a trip for business, take a meeting with somebody who could potentially lead to greater opportunities and networking, right? So it's the same thing. If you are constantly flat out, it takes 3 weeks to book a date with you, then being too full and not creating that space in your life. So the law of sacrifice actually says that you have to give up something of lower value in order to receive something of higher value. So if the things that you're currently in your life are not contributing to your growth and moving you towards meeting a soulmate or towards your bigger purpose in life, then take a look at these and be really discerning. Are these actually contributing to your highest good? And it is a bit of a practice, and I know I did this myself. I used to be afraid of being lonely and being alone and not having something to do because I was very addicted to that adrenaline and the cortisol and the dopamine of having plans and going somewhere and being somewhere, doing something, right? And so it's actually just being still. And I guess that's why a lot of people find meditation very useful, is to practice being still and practice not being stimulated, because that is the space where things come to you, where your intuition comes to you, where you get the right ideas to be in the right place at the right time. And coincidences start happening, I promise you. You start to go, whoa, that I wouldn't have met that person if I hadn't taken this intuitive action, or if I hadn't had that space in my calendar, I wouldn't have gone to this event that I'd just come across last minute. And that was the event that you'd met the right person who introduced you to someone else who was created another opportunity for you in your life, right? So a lot of people are not discerning with their time. And honestly, with all things being equal, time is the only thing that we all have equally, right? We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 365 days in the year. You're the one who chooses how to spend your time. And the ones who are 10xing their life, and I've used this concept of 10x, also by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, they're using their time in a very different way to most of the population. So how can you 10x and do the right kind of things that will bring your soulmate into your life and have the right relationship, right? So when you're discerning with your time and you're more in the silence, you actually have more access to your intuition. And this is the sign for the universe to know that you're actually ready. When you're chock full, your calendar's chock full, you don't have any time, you don't make any space, this is also a signal to the universe, and it's confusing the universe, saying, well, you say you want your soulmate, but you don't have any space for him emotionally, physically, psychologically. You can't fit another person into your life. Does that make sense? So if you don't care who comes into your life, if you just allow, you know, all the people to come in, you're always saying yes to every appointment that people are asking you for, you're not choosing consciously. And even if those people are draining you, you know, maybe it's only after you've known them for a while that you realize, wow, that person is really draining me. Then, and if you still don't say no, then this is what you keep attracting, okay? And so, like I said, these are confusing signals to the universe. So you've got to give a really clear signal to the universe to say, yes, I'm ready. I'm in the silence. I've done my internal work and I'm ready for my soulmate to come to me. Okay. So like I said, you're the average of the five people you hang out with. So take a look at your inner circle. Are the men and women in your life, are they contributing to your highest good? Do you feel constantly stressed? Do you have to impress them? Do you feel like you're giving of yourself all the time? Are you never able to receive from them? Are you constantly the one who always organizes all the groups? Then everyone complains about it. Is it a give and take relationship? Are the people actually contributing to you? Like my new friend contributes to me with her knowledge and her positive energy and all the amazing things that she does, inspiring me. Are those the kind of people that you have in your life, the five people that you're hanging out with? So I guess my advice to you in this episode is just to start being really discerning and ruthless who comes in your life, because only you can control your time. So if in your current circle of friends, you do have the ones that inspire you in some way and that you're learning something new from them and you're contributing to each other, I reckon that's an amazing kind of relationship that would be really helpful to have in your life. And I'm not saying that you're using people, but we all attract people on the like vibration. And we always want to be sharing our vibration, contributing to each other and not being the one who's always giving and always sharing yourself all the time. And I know that, I guess I was like this in some way, that I wasn't able to receive a lot because I was putting myself around people who I often knew a lot more than. And I would always be giving my knowledge, giving my helping people. And in the end, that is quite draining as well, because you're never receiving that feminine energy of receiving the energy, receiving the contribution from other people. And that's a practice that we need to come into when we meet our soulmate, because as a high value man, he's going to want to contribute to you and have you accept what he is offering. And like I said, if we're not in the way of accepting graciously with gratitude the things that come into our life, then it has a habit of stopping. No one wants to give to somebody who's ungrateful, right? So I hope that makes it clear about the law of sacrifice and how to be discerning with your time and how to give the time to the right people. And you know what? People feel a lot more special around you when they know that you're very, discerning with your time, that you choose people really carefully. What does that say about the people around you in your life? They get to feel really special and they'll also come up and blossom into their fullest potential around you because you've helped them to do that. Well, okay, so I've loved talking about that. If you'd like to know a bit more about how to find your soulmate, make sure you check out my free training. I'll put the link in the show notes below. It's going to help you understand what is manifesting, how to manifest your partner, and do that in a way that you don't have to go on dating apps. You don't have to actually date. And I'm going to share with you the misconceptions of what women are doing right now and how to fix those mistakes so that you can attract the right guy into your life fairly quickly, effortlessly, and create that space to receive your soulmate into your life. Take care, and I'll talk to you later.